If you attended this year's Celebrity Political Chili Cook-Off on Wednesday at Avion on the Water, hopefully you got a chance to try my Velvet Buffalo Chili, which used chocolate to smooth out the texture of the bison slow-simmered with smoky peppers. It was a chance to get FaceTime with local newsmakers, potential readers who still may not be familiar with our mission and role in the Valley's local news ecosystem, but also a chance to defend our title for Most Original Chili, which we won at the last Chili Cook-Off in 2019. As I did with the Chipotle Honey Chorizo Chili that brought home our trophy, I slightly re-engineered another recipe that I liked by adding extra flair like the cinnamon, cloves or allspice that I usually tend to put in my chili and adjusting the instructions for stove cooking, rather than the crock pot. It also went through several iterations, just like our last cook-off entry. My first attempt at a chocolate bison chili used strongly brewed coffee and a little bit of stout for an extra bold body. Turns out it was a bit too much body, as it ended up more akin to a tarry sludge that simply muddled the various flavors within. Unfortunately, we lost Most Original honors to Mahoning County engineer Pat Gennetti. But that won't stop me from bringing a new, intriguing or somewhat unorthodox chili recipe each year. Have any thoughts on what meats or special ingredients I should try next year? What's your secret chili ingredient? Let us know in the comments below. Here's the recipe for the almost award-winning bison chocolate chili we served up Wednesday. The Velvet Buffalo, ingredients 1 lb. Ground bison 1.5 ounces. Bittersweet chocolate, grated 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 small onion, diced 1 red bell pepper, diced 2 cloves garlic, minced 1 tablespoon ancho chili powder or 1.5 tablespoons dried ancho peppers, ground 1/2 tablespoon cumin powder 2 teaspoons. Chipotle powder or 1 tablespoon dried chipotle peppers, ground 1/2 teaspoon. Cinnamon 1/4 teaspoon. Cloves 1 cup water 1 tablespoon flour 1 tablespoon cane sugar 1/14 ounces. Can crushed tomatoes 1/14 ounces. Can red kidney beans, drained and rinsed salt and pepper to taste directions. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil on medium-high heat in sauté pan. Add 1 diced small onion, 1 diced red bell pepper and 1 tablespoon flour. Sauté until peppers have softened. Add 2 minced cloves of garlic, 1 tablespoon ancho chili powder, or 1.5 tablespoons ground dried ancho peppers, 1/2 tablespoon cumin powder and 2 teaspoon. Chipotle powder, or 1 tablespoon ground dried chipotle peppers, and stir to combine. Sauté until fragrant. Stir in 1 cup water to deglaze. Then transfer contents of pan to pot. Brown 1 lb. Ground bison in sauté pan on medium heat. Drain most of the fat, then transfer contents of pan to pot. Add 1.5 ounces. Grated bittersweet chocolate, 1/14 ounces. Can of crushed tomatoes and 1 tablespoon cane sugar to large pot and stir to combine. Add salt and pepper to taste. I recommend 1 teaspoon of each. Cook on medium-low heat for 3 hours, stirring every 20 minutes to prevent burning. Stir in 1 drained and rinsed 14 ounces. Can of red kidney beans, 1/2 teaspoon. Cinnamon and 1/4 teaspoon. Cloves. Add more cane sugar, 1 teaspoon. At a time, to reach desired sweetness. Simmer on low heat for 2 hours, stirring at least every 20 minutes to prevent burning.